Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. It's not a long survey, so would you be interested in answering a couple of questions?
Sure.
Okay. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, that's great. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Republican.
Okay, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Okay, and what is your age?
I am 59.
59, okay, thank you. And just to be sure we are representing everyone, may I ask your race?
White.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. So you can give me a number from 0 to 100, or if you have no opinion or never heard of the person, you can let me know that as well.
Okay.
So the first person we have is Kamala Harris.
0. 0.
Next we have Joe Biden.
0.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
100.
Thank you. Next we have J.D. Vance.
100.
Okay. Next we have the MAGA Republicans in general.
100.
Thank you. What about the Trump project for 2025?
I've not heard about it.
That's okay. Next, we have Lori Chavez de Ramirez.
Don't know who she is.
That's okay. Next, we have General Bynum.
General Biden?
Bynum.
I never heard of him.
Okay. Next, we have the Democrats in Congress in general.
0.
And lastly, for this list, the Republicans in Congress in general.
Probably 50.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. Next, if the elections for the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or for the Democrats?
The Republican.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Donald Trump.
Okay, that's great. Now we're halfway through, so regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential elections? The Republican Donald Trump, the Democrat Kamala Harris, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican Lori Chavez or the Democrat General Biden, or are you undecided?
I'm undecided right now. I don't know much about them.
Okay, that's great. And even though you say you don't know much about him, if you had to decide, would you lean towards the Republican Lori Chavez or the Democrat General Biden?
I'm the Republican.
Okay, that's great. And even though you are not supporting General Biden now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is it a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, no chance at all, or don't know?
Don't know.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I disapprove.
Would you say you somewhat disapprove or you strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez is handling her job as your member of Congress? If you don't know, you can tell me that as well.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's okay. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress, in this case, I'll be talking about Lori Chavez. So please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez during Mirror for Congress. If it's a great deal, quite a bit, or somewhat, or not at all. So, or not that long, the first one says, Chavez de Ramirez is working to perpetuate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets which would cut veterans benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate healthcare coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making billionaires in tax cheats pay their fair share because they fund her party's campaign. Would you say a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not a big deal at all?
I think that is a big deal. I don't like it.
That's okay. The second one says, seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services, and she voted with Republicans 26 to block bills that would protect both programs for cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder for her party than for Oregon seniors who've earned their retirement benefits.
Yeah, no, I don't agree with what she's doing, no.
Okay. The next one says, Lori Chavez broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose, but in Washington she voted to restrict access to abortion and support a national ban on abortion that would overreach Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not breaking their promises to Oregon women.
Stand up for child rights. We don't need this survey is over. Thank you.
All right. Ah.